Welcome to another episode of Starlight Radio Dreams, the podcast comedy show that filled their pockets with foam balls. Tonight's episode is Public Domain Adventure Team, Old Testament, Old School, written and directed by Kat Evans. Music by Dacier Sheba, sound design by Ansel Birch, featuring the vocal talents of Kat Evans, Michael Jackowitz, Rachel Grandegluski, Ansel Birch, Carolyn Blake, Dacier Sheba, and Anna Gatekey. Writing assisted by Sarah Bowden. Now, without further ado, on with the show. It's time to make the day of any English majors in the audience with a brand new episode of Public Domain Adventure Team. Welcome, friends. Time for another superlative story from the far-off land of expired intellectual property rights. Let's join Jane Eyre, Beowulf, Mr. Toad, and the Ghost of Christmas Past as they set out on another whirlwind excursion.
Oscar Wilde's hot rollers, Jane. Where are we? We have rocked to our backs in a valley below.
Yes, Mr. Toad, it is a lovely mountainous region, is it not? We are supposed to meet a particular prophet named Ezekiel in a valley near-ish. I wonder if this is indeed the one.
There's a battle afoot! Look over there! Armies to the left and the right!
Oh dear.
Battle? Battle? A for reals battle and not battle caused by wrong guess of person or wrong guess of intentions or wrong guess of recent events.
Oh, those are the norm for us.
But these are not the battles for which I wish, Solstice Ghost. Those are battles I create by accident.
Bernard Shaw's letter openers, Jane. Have you dropped us into the middle of a war?
Oh, please say yes, Lady Jane.
Indeed, yes. Comrades, I did not intend to bring us specifically to the Valley of Elah, but apparently I have. On our side of the valley is the encampment of the Israelites, and there, on the other side, that army is called the Philistines.
I will win this war!
For whom?
Master Beowulf, this is not our fight.
Oh, Beowulf can make any fight his fight, Jane.
Thank you, Solstice Ghost. I feel seen.
I must ask you not to get involved, Master Beowulf. As I said, I am looking for a prophet named Ezekiel who wanted to consult with me.
Please, Lady Jane, I am amongst warriors. And if battle is on purpose, I only help what is already intended, yes?
I suppose I could enjoy the shade of some of their tents while I recalibrate our bearings and find the correct valley. Let us go and chat with the Israelites if you wish, but I will be quite focused myself. Therefore, Ghost, Toad, stay close to Beowulf, and I know this might be a bit of a stretch, but stay out of trouble.
Why, excellent! I think I smell lamb cooking over down there anyway. Let's go and visit the mess tent, shall we?
Yay! Field trip.
You, warrior, how goes this war?
Not great, bud.
I mean, it could be worse, but we're still alive.
But I gotta say, morale is pretty low. This sucks.
I understand this not. Do you not wish to bring honor and bloodshed for your king? Who is your king?
He's called Saul.
Yeah, like, he kind of sucks. You know, like, we've just been encamped here for weeks and no one's moving.
For why? Why do you not march into battle?
Oh, you really want to know? Like, everybody's scared.
You dishonor your king.
He's scared shitless.
But you are warriors! Solstice Ghost, I am not strong in the questions and answerings. Could you look into the pasts of these warriors and help me to understand why they are not glad to be in battle?
Oh, sure. Whee!
What the hell is that?
Beats me.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait a minute. Huh? What?
What is wrong, Solstice Ghost?
Get it? What's going on? I can't see!
Are you facing the wrong way and staring into the mountain? Or is perhaps Beowulf blocking your view? He's pretty hefty, you know.
No, I can't see into their paths. I'm past blind! There's just Nothing! Jane! Jane!
What is it?
If this army can block Solstice Ghost powers, they have no reason for the deep afraid.
Oh, Jane!
No, please, stay calm, Ghost of Christmas Past.
I don't know who I am anymore.
Does it still count as an existential crisis if you're already dead?
Oh, Ghost, these folks don't have past Christmases. Christmas hasn't happened yet, and won't for many, many hundreds of years.
What?!
Now, please, just stay calm. I need to get back to this dynamic algorithmic formula of space-time and fiction by which I navigate our travels.
I always did wonder how we got places.
Now, I am going to go and sit over there in this side tent. Please, do not bother me for a bit, all right?
Hush now, Ghost. Not everybody's into Christmas, don't you know? Not everything's about the baby Jesus. No offense to the lad, of course. Guess we found a little loophole to your powers, old chum. No reason to panic.
Hey, guys. What's up?
David.
What are you doing here?
Go back home.
Well, it's just a battle, big bro. No big deal. Whoa! Who is that fox over there in the side tent? Excuse me for a second. Hey, babe.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, hey. I saw.
I'm going to need a few more syllables before I deign to accept your utterings as words.
I get it. You're a nerdy type. That's hot.
I'm a bit occupied just now, young man.
Yeah, I'm David. I fight wild animals and keep them from harming my father's sheep. Pretty awesome.
I know exactly who you are. And now, while my British sensibilities make it difficult for me to be overtly rude, I am going to commence with ignoring you entirely.
Oh, shit. It's almost noon.
Oh, shit, everyone. Get behind your shields. He's coming.
Who comes? Is it your leader, King Saul?
Oh, hell no. He's been hunting his tent for weeks.
And now, for your intimidation, the harbinger of your doom, Goliath of Gath!
Oh, I hate this guy.
What ho, servants of Saul? No applause today? Oh, I'm hurt. But not really, because I am indestructible.
What hero approaches?
That's right, I'm back, Goliath of Gaul, here to taunt you in your puniness.
Ooh.
Yes, it's me, the Philistine giant, here to smack you sideways. Anyone want to fight me? Ah, no? Seriously, just send someone to beat me, and we'll all be your servants. No takers? No one wants a piece of this? Cowards. Well, hello.
Feast your eyes upon me, fillings of steam.
Oh, well, this should be fun.
Uh-oh. Jane?
Don't bother her just now, Ghost. Remember, she's got to concentrate.
And who are you, big stuff?
I am the champion with the strength of 30 men. I am Beowulf the Yeat, son of Ecgtheow. My many deeds of valor come in plentiful verses as they narrate my great doings.
Kinda redundant, but cool. You look worth fighting.
Mm.
Oh, it's been a terrible while since I've seen somebody eye to eye, you know what I mean?
Dripping with my enemy's blood, I drove 5 great giants into chains.
Did you notice the great greaves on my thighs and how the contours follow my muscles?
I swam in the blackness of night hunting monsters out of the ocean and killing them one by one. Death was my errand and my fate they had earned.
This is my javelin of bronze, slung between my shoulders.
This is my mighty sword, hunting! Oh. Old and most excellent among all the treasures, its blade is of iron, blotted with poison, hardened with gore. It falls not in battle.
Ooh, nice, nice blade. Now take a look at the shaft of my spear. It's like a weaver's beam. My spear's head weighs 600 shekels.
Are they gonna fight?
You know, I was certain they would, but, you know, I've never seen Beowulf having so much fun without fighting.
By the way, have you noticed my bronze helmet? My coat of mail? It weighs 5,000 shekels.
I wore armor in the past, but when I slayed the sea monster, Grendel, I took off all the armors.
Oh yeah, totally naked.
Oh yes, I fought the monster with my bare hands and bare legs and bare chest.
You want to hear what I've done?
Sing it to me!
I'm gonna sing it to your face.
What is happening?
Nope, no idea. Nope.
Oh, would you look at that? Oh, Beowulf made a friend.
Friends with benefits, ghost.
Hey, what the hell is going on with our champion?
I don't know. Hey, Goliath, kill the champion. We gotta win the war. Goliath!
Oh, I'm gonna win this war.
Now what?
Oh my God!
Oh, see everyone? You're not so different after all. If your big, strong champions can learn to get along, maybe you all can.
Indeed, you have the perfect demonstration of make love, not war, don't you know?
I'm so confused, but I can't look away.
I mean, like, I'm kind of turned on. Yeah.
Hey, pretty girl.
I would insist that you refer to me as Miss Eyre, but I would instead tell you not to refer to me at all in any way.
Want to see my slingshot?
No.
I can shoot with it, like, real far.
No slingshots, euphemistic or otherwise. I'll thank you to stop invading my personal space and get out of this tent.
I see how your face gets flushed when you get mad. What, are you scared of me?
Not in the least. I have a slingshot of my own. Not one you'd be familiar with, as it will not be invented for several hundred years.
You silly girl. That's a small, curvy club thing with a little finger holder.
This is a flintlock pistol, and if you do not get away from me very soon, you're going to get a demonstration of its technology.
Oh, Beowulf, stay with me always.
Forever be true, mightiest of warriors.
Spoon me.
At once!
So is the war over then?
Maybe.
Toad, is Jane gonna be mad that we interfered in the war?
Of course not, Ghost. Beowulf stopped the war. Jane will be delighted and proud.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
Come on, let's get to know each other.
All right, say goodbye to your face then, you bloody piece of garbage.
Damn, these pistols are so inaccurate.
Whoa, you made a hole in the little tent flap.
Oh, dear.
My warrior love! Why comes this river of blood from your forehead? You are slain!
What just happened? Goliath's been struck down!
Whoa. Does this mean we won the war?
Oh no!
My worthy warrior, how lovely your visage as you took your final gargle and lulled your head to the side. But I must have vengeance! I will slaughter and pound to mealy fibers his killer. Who has slain him? I will smash every head of every...
Beowulf! Beowulf! Elias' death was entirely fair, don't you know? Remember how you said the battle would be on purpose?
I do not know his killer! Death by stealth is without honor!
He was standing on the battlefield calling for an opponent. It's true your time together was all too short, but he died like a warrior, all honor intact.
Oh, my deep love, I will sing of our mighty make-out session. Our tongues like serpents coiling and dancing together in our mouths. I will sing about the rippling abdominal muscles beneath your breastplate.
Come now, you can compose your love song on the way.
But it is a love and war song, Toad of Toad Hall.
Of course it is, man of action. And by Lord Byron's pencil sharpener, what delightful action it was.
But wait, who took out Goliath?
It was me. I did that thing that you just said I did.
What?
Yeah, it was me and my slingshot.
Really?
Yeah, no, totally me. Better go call Saul and collect my rewards and accolades and such. I did the thing.
Oh, I may not be able to see into your past, but I bet you're fibbing.
Never mind, ghost. Just never mind that ghost.
But Jane, didn't you?
Never mind, ghost. Come now, we're leaving. Toad, collect Master Beowulf. Let's go. We're going.
And that, dear listeners, concludes tonight's tale of Public Domain Adventure Team. What further tales of derring do await our protagonists? Only the legal department knows for sure. Adventure ho!
You know, we usually skate to the side of politics and religion for this show, but that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us here at Starlight Radio Dreams. We hope you enjoyed your time. If you'd like to keep dreaming, you can find past episodes on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or on our website at starlightradiodreams.com. You can also help support the show on Patreon, give us a positive review on iTunes, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, Pod Squad, keep laughing. And keep dreaming.